Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, Happy New Year, Kathy.
Happy New Year, this 2025.
Is, 2025, January 1st. We just wanted to share a quick devotion to set the day off and set the year off on how God wants us to approach this year. It's always interesting, you know, when you get a new year, generally people, even if they don't say it, internally they say, I'm going to have a few resolutions. A resolution is, I'm going to do this differently this year.
Right.
And because of, it's kind of funny because it follows, remember, the holiday of Christmas and the Christmas week and Thanksgiving. Generally, during that time, people have overeaten.
Yes. Gym membership skyrocket in January, right?
Yeah. You know, and they feel heavier and they are heavier and their clothes don't quite fit right. And so, I gotta resolve myself to go on a diet, you know, and fix this, and I'm going to eat differently. Interesting enough, and I've done this, you know, in the past, is that you're thinking that way January 1st, but mm-hmm. you know, today I'm going to eat still poorly.
Right. Right.
Start tomorrow.
The famous, I'll start tomorrow.
But, you know, there's resolutions and there's thoughts about, well, I'd like this year to be, and I want to do, and, you know, here's what I'm trying to achieve. And what we'd like to do is just say, well, let's look at it maybe a little bit differently this year. And it actually will correspond with the series we're doing, Discerning God's Will. We're doing a little primer on Discerning God's Will, which will start next Monday on the 6th. How do we look at this year? So let's start with Jeremiah 29, 11 sure. and 14.
It says, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive."
Yeah. So God says, here we are, January 1st. God says, I know already today the plans I have for you for 2025.
Right.
He says, I know them. Why? I've got them. Mm-hmm. For who? For you.
Right. Right.
Now, and this is important, is his plans for you and Dan the same as the plans for Linda and I?
They are not.
No.
Although
okay.
all of us will go to Key West in February together.
We
but
will.
No, they are not.
And interesting things.
Yes.
Things that are common. Hey, you're going to be part of a leader group that goes and spends time learning some new beautiful things, but they're not the same. How come they're not the same?
Because it's unique to each of us. He has a specific plan, and we each have a different sphere of influence where he has placed us to display his glory and to be his visible presence, right?
Yeah. And see, it's look at it this way. The dynamics of what you are facing are way different than the dynamics of what Linda and I are facing.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan's business is different than my business. What Linda and I do with the ministry is different than what you're doing with the ministry. We're supposed
Your
to evolve together.
Your grandkids are in college and I'm getting a new grandbaby.
Yeah. Yeah. Whole different sphere of things. So that there's dynamics that are unique to you, and the way that you're going to walk out 2025 is going to be different than the way that Linda and I walk out 2025. Mm-hmm. And God says, well, I already know the plans, the path that I have for you in 2025.
Right.
And he says, I want you to understand something. It's plans for good and not for evil. Mm-hmm. Plans for hope and a future. So these words are important. In the Hebrew, the word good there is shalom.
Mm-hmm.
Is plans for great abundance, for great favor. for great, wonderful things that I want to deliver to you, and not evil. And the word evil isn't dark, awful, black. It's things that annoy, frustrate, irritate, and cause you difficulty. So he says, now, by the way, and we know this, in 2025, are you going to have difficulty?
Yes, there will be some.
Okay.
Because that's the world we live in.
You live in that world.
Yes.
And you're not exempt from that world. That world is kill, steal, and destroy. It's entropy. It's under the control of the enemy. And we have trouble, and we're not exempt from that trouble. So it's not about the plans I have include to have you be absent or prevented from having any trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I'm not going to have you stay in that trouble. I'm going to resolve the things that are going to happen to you in 2025, plans for good. And I hope, the word hope there is not, I wish it would be good, but I guarantee you, I have certainty that I'm going to deliver the good to you, the covenant to you, and you'll have a future excitement.
Right.
So as we look at 2025, God says, I have a good plan for you. I already know what it is. I want you to get excited about what's ahead, even if today you're discouraged.
Mm.
He said, I get that. That's okay. I'm going to show you something, and I'm going to move you to excitement if you have a heart to go. And that's what 2025 can be like. And then he talks about a cool statement. Go to Psalm 65:11. He says, here's what this is going to look like.
You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance.
Yeah. The year, 2025, is going to be dripping. It's going to have crowned with goodness. And the word there is spectacular, exceptional, supernatural. I have that as ahead of you. Your years is planned that way. And my path for you will drip with abundance, with greatness, with grandeur, with good things. Okay. So he said two things. I got a year planned out, and it's going to be you walking on that path that I show you in this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to get excited about it. So he says, as we look at the new year, here's the key. Don't you decide, I want. I'm going to try to make this happen. He says, I would like you to do it differently this year.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just seek me and let's walk together. I'll start to show you the paths that I have for you. And you'll start to realize, like, for example, he might say, and I've got some people that are in this position, I'm going to heal you of your pain. I'm going to heal you of your difficult stuff physically. Walk with me into it. I'm going to bless your business. Walk with me into it. I'm going to solve your financial problem. Walk with me into it. I'll show you the path and where we're headed. So when he said to Joshua, we're going to the promised land, it's the land of Canaan. You're going to understand it. And that's where I'm taking you. That's what's going to happen this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a path.
Right.
You don't know what that means yet. So just walk with me on the path and get excited about being on the path. So the two things we would say to everybody is don't be discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
2025 can be a grand year for you. Why? God said I planned it out already.
Right.
It's not automatic. You're going to have to join me, which is why we'd like you to follow this little series we're doing on discerning God's will, because we're going to show you how to do that and recognize that the path is going to drip with abundance. And that means if it's a path and it's step by step, what would be my role?
To stay on the path and just walk with him step by step by step.
And look at this year differently. Instead of I'm going to, why don't we learn to walk with him and let him deliver it to us? And we'll start to understand it, and we'll see where it's headed, and we'll see the promises associated with it. And we'll know, you're supposed to stay involved. Like, we have promises about Abide Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know what it is. Stay with it. Let me deliver it to you. We don't know how it's going to all be there, but we do know where we're supposed to be.
Right.
You know, we're with the Abide Ministry for sure. Don't do anything else. Stay with this. Okay. We know where it's going. Hey, I'm showing you some things. Yep. But you're going to have to walk with me step by step by step.
Right.
Because it's unique, specific to you.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, enjoy it.
Yeah. And I was going to say one thing Rich and I can both testify to, and all of our other leaders that are walking in this path, walking with God like this, is that the path is full of adventure and excitement.
Yes.
It is not
yes.
a boring path. It no. is front row seats to watching God do what only God can do. Right. And once you start to experience that, you don't even desire to get off the path. The right. temptation to go your own way just begins to shrink and shrink and shrink, because the path you're on is where God just displays his goodness. And having front row seats to seeing God be God and actually do the supernatural day in and day out. Supernatural things are not a one-off in our worlds. In our worlds, our lives, supernatural is every day with God. We're always seeing him move in ways that only he can move.
Yeah. And you get excited and you rejoice. You know, mm-hmm. so like, for example, I don't know if the audience, if you've listened last month to our End Times Fridays, where we're talking about Israel, and we had Eric and a rabbi on. And mm-hmm. while we're on, up walks Eric's nephew.
So sweet, right?
Who just came back from being in Lebanon in mm-hmm. the tunnels chasing out Hezbollah. And he says, hey, my nephew's here. Okay, bring him in, you know? And and he told us amazing stuff, and you could see his enthusiasm in his right. heart. And you and I commented after that. I'm like, what? Look at what God just did.
Yeah. We could not have planned for him to have walked in on no. that and to get that perspective. You
How
know?
Cool was that? And God did a supernatural thing, and we got to be the privilege of it. And even as much as he said, you and I just rejoiced that he even said it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, how privileged was that? See, and that's what life's supposed to be. And we expect those kind of things to happen. Mm-hmm. We're excited when those things happen. We recognize when they happen. And we're on the adventure of a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And we have issues. Both of us have issues going into yep. 2025. But we're saying, man, this is going to be some year mm-hmm. of adventure, of God delivering covenant and resolving issues, and doing supernatural things like he just did with that nephew. And we get to experience that.
Absolutely.
So our prayer, Father, is that our audience would not be discouraged, not look at 2025 as something that they have to fulfill or try to accomplish, but rather I pray that they would enjoy the adventure of the plans that you have and the path that you have for them, dripping with abundance, with goodness, with shalom, that they would experience it. I pray today they would get excited and they wouldn't take on such a burden mm-hmm. to figure it out, but rather to walk with you step by step by step as you deliver it to them and show them the paths that they're going to be on. And we praise you and thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. Thank you for joining us, everyone, and happy yep. new year. We look forward to the year ahead.
Happy new year, and may 2025 fully, truly be what we said. It'll be grand. And we thank you in
Absolutely.
Christ's name.
Absolutely.
Amen. Yep. See
Take
you guys.
Take care. See you next yep. time.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.